The Lord Jesus be with you. This is Pastor Michael Miller with Sacred Moments.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16 is one of the most beloved passages in Scripture. It appears everywhere from signs at baseball games to the bottom of soda cups at Christian-owned In-N-Out Burger. Yet, what are the implications of God loved the world? The same world which today writes off belief in God as superstition and slanders Christians because they refuse to accept the progressive values of the day. God loves the world, despite the evils people commit against each other. God loves the world, including those who slander elected officials, the hot-tempered and foul-mouthed, divorcees, the sexually immoral, and those who can't seem to forgive another. Amazing! God even loved us. God so loved the world, including you and me, that he gave his only begotten Son. Yet the word love has been warped into something emotional and self-serving. We also apply this to God. When we hear that God loves us, we want that to mean he'll provide everything our hearts desire, no questions asked. God loves me, and he should be proud of how I've lived my life, and I had good reason when I sinned. That's the kind of love the sinful flesh seeks from God. God's Son shows us how much greater true love from God is. When God's love sees poor, sinful creatures, it must act to rescue them. Our fleshly version of love is deadly, because silence and indifference are actually hatred. God's love does not let the rebellious and dying world go its own way. The fact that he speaks against our sin is evidence of his love. Now we see what love God has for every person in the world, a love that pours out the life of his Son on the cross, that dying sinners may live. Amen.
This has been Sacred Moments with Pastor Michael Miller. Come hear more on Sunday at 10:30 at Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Grant Street across from Booth Park. Find us online at blclebanon.org.